Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast, our first episode. My name is Karen, and I'm your co-host along with Jennifer Monahan. And our special guest this morning is Lane Michel from Unified Caring. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And there's Lane. This is great to kick off our pilgrimage into podcasting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lane, we'd like to let our listeners know a little bit about Unified Caring and how it all got started and the different types of things that this incredible nonprofit does. Jennifer, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. So, Lane, you know, just kind of building on what Karen said, tell us about UCA. What does it do?
Yeah, UCA, it's a membership association operating nationally across the U.S. It operates and focuses full-time on two parts of the mission. One is helping our members, over 150,000 members across the country, be healthier and inspire more caring acts of self, family, and community, and save through many discount and savings benefits that they have. The second part of our mission is really being part of a caring community itself and growing a caring community of members and local communities that share ideas, tools, and resources that just promote greater caring, something very, very needed in our time. I know we'll be touching on that with all that's going on in the country. So those are the two things. We're here and organized to support our members, be healthier and happier, and get benefits that help them be more caring for self, family, and community, and then build caring communities.
Great. Can you tell us how you got started with the Unified Caring Association, Lane?
Yeah. And I know we're, Jennifer, you're probably anticipating I was going to talk a little bit about our sponsorships for CARE, and we'll talk, I'm sure you can come back and talk about that. That's definitely part of creating caring communities. How I got started, I was drawn to really focus on where can I make a contribution? What's in my heart? What do I want to do in this stage of my life and with family and community? And there's a lot of just, I want to give back. I want to be in a service place. So personally, I had been connected to this organization for some time, and as the universe does at times, things, it just happens synchronistically that a little over a year ago, I was able to come in and be full-time here and be part of a team that is pretty amazing in terms of what we try to do every day, what we do every day to promote caring and even the idea of what caring is. And we're all on that path. I'm on that path, too. How do I better care for myself, better care for family, and communities and extended now or communities across the country. And frankly, we want to go across the globe. So it's a very, very personal connection to the mission, the people who are here, and the people who are part of the association and its outreach, its layers, or we call it ripples of impact that we have from members to communities and to the world.
Kind of building on those ripples, impact, Lane. You brought up the idea just a few minutes ago about the CARE program. And that's obviously one way that UCA is causing quite a few ripples through the world. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, I love this, that we as a membership organization, association, and all of our members together, there's a little bit, we can pool our efforts to sponsor other nonprofit organizations and having a big impact. And we've chosen a focus of, we call CARE, C-A-R-E. That's an acronym. It's for children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. And we choose to work with nonprofit organizations in all of those four areas. And when we do that, let me just walk through all four of those, if I could, because it's very important to our members
and
our team as well. Okay, good. So for children, we focus on meeting urgent basic needs and promoting emotional intelligence. So what's an example of urgent basic needs? It's frankly food. It's clothing, warm clothing. It's shelter. It's amazing that we do have a tremendous issue with children's urgent basic needs not being met. And so we work with organizations from foster care organizations to organizations that feed children in schools or on the weekends or in the summer when they're not in school. And we're focusing even more on things like school lunch debt and the shaming that can come with that. Just a number of these areas that we will work on, as well as promoting emotional intelligence. And so we have tools and we have insights, we have resources that help our members, parents, grandparents, caregivers, really supports emotional intelligence and resilience of children. And so that is the children area. The animal area is focused on protection and well-being of the animals. And so little is done compared to the need that's out there. So being able to help nonprofit organizations to facilitate animal rescue, care, and sanctuary for life even of animals is a hallmark of what we have done as an association, and another ripple that goes out. And the R is for reforestation. That's because it's repair and restoration of environmental health through restoration efforts is a key focus for us. So tree planting, rainwater harvesting, conservation initiatives are all a part of those things that we do to sponsor nonprofit organizations working on reforestation. And then we get to the elderly. And this is about an emphasis on connection and community for our elderly, as well as when we talk about children, their urgent needs. Well, seniors have urgent needs too that go along lines of heating, electricity, even in terms of care and social support. That there's so much isolation that homebound or center-bound, I might say, elders have, that we can have a big impact. And I'll give you examples a little bit later, and perhaps we got time on organizations there that respond. But it's simple things, but very profound things that have a ripple for the elders and honoring our elders in these days. That is our CARE sponsorships done through nonprofit organizations who are hands-on, and we enable them to do even more of the good work that they do.
That's incredible. So, and you really, you're touching most aspects of all of our lives, the planet we live on, our family members, both the young and the old, animals. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it is.
I thank you. And it's really important that all of this is done through community. It's really right now in our world, and certainly in our country, as we're experiencing, building caring community is so important. And it's got to be a community that has real action. And that's where we move into action for our members, for their benefits, for what they go through to be healthier and happier, but also CARE sponsorships. It's about action, about getting real things done.
Right. Now, Lane, I love everything that UCA stands for, and especially the CARE program with the children, the animals, the reforestation, and the elderly, and the way the outreach works for that. But there's something, and you had mentioned something earlier about things going on in the world right now. And right now, we have a interesting thing with the coronavirus. What are ways that UCA is reaching out to organizations to assist with this?
Yeah, this is the big thing that has to be addressed. We're being called to do, all of us are being called to do really extraordinary things for the collective caring of families, community, and frankly the world in response to the unique coronavirus pandemic. Whether we're homebound or providing critical services, everyone is stretched, really stretched, adapt like really never before. This is a completely different kind of situation. I was just reading this morning that some like 1 in 5 Americans are stay at home quarantine, you know, kind of effect. And everybody is in a place of being conscious, wash your hands, take care. All of us are in this together. And so now more than ever, caring really is what we need most. And it's caring for ourselves, certainly, but it's caring for others around us. And frankly, with coronavirus and the pandemic, the response and the time it will take to work through this, life is going to require new routines, greater resilience, and even greater compassion. So for us, we're inviting everybody to join us in creating caring movements to respond to local needs. And if we just step through caring, the CARE, C-A-R-E, you know, we're inviting people to become ambassadors for caring. We certainly are calling out to our members across the country to be ambassadors for caring in their community and then letting us know how to support them. Certainly they have a bunch of tools. We can pull more together. We can link organizations together. We can link people together. So there's a huge number of children that are fed through school, and schools are out, and the schools are scrambling. We've talked to a number of school officials who we work with, they're scrambling to figure out how to get the food, and the agencies that provide food, and they're working very hard to continue to provide food for children. Now, these are children who may not eat if there isn't the food delivered. So locally, reach out to your school system. Do they need help in delivering the food? That's a critical service that is needed. The other thing for children is emotions. While this is, you know, pretty scary, you know, that's going on, and supporting our children, well, we're also dealing with our own emotions. Well, children are going through a range of emotions too. And so using feelings and emotions tools, like we have our moonbeam cards that are part of our members have access, public has access to that. Those are tools. There are many, many tools for emotions that are out there. That is a second area that we encourage. Be an ambassador for supporting children, supporting families who are homebound in this time. Very close to that, when we jump all the way to the elder side, there's a couple of needs that have been really jumping up fast, and members bringing it to our awareness. One is connection and support for the elders. Simple little things like writing letters to seniors, to the elderly. One of the nonprofits we work with is Love for the Elderly, and their hallmark program is Love Letters to the Elderly. And they're encouraging people to write these letters, send them in to them, and they'll get them back out. Or write letters in your community, which we talk about. I was just talking with a member a few days ago she just had a whole lot of, cards, like greeting cards that she kept. She actually kept greeting cards that came to her, like the free promotional greeting cards you get in the mail. You know those? You get those in the mail? Blank cards?
Yep.
Well, she's had them stacked up. And rather than throw them away, she looked at the pile and realized I could write letters to the elderly. I could just little cards and then deliver them in a handful to a senior center or to Meals on Wheels, who we also, you know, support and work with. So that's just sharing compassion and love for the elderly, who are also scared for a pandemic that, by all accounts, often targets the elderly who or those who are compromised. So that mm-hmm. letters are simple, so easy to do. A second thing that we've heard is logistics. So how do we get food? How do they get food if they're homebound, if their normal services are interrupted? What if they need an extra hand for moving something or for getting mail out? How about getting letters to them? There's so many logistics that the elderly need help with. And you can just look in your community, reach out in your community. People have used Nextdoor as an app to reach out to community, but the church communities, the local chambers, the local governments, all can be places where we can reach out and have a ripple effect that really supports elderly who are challenged in this time to just get their logistical needs met. So animals, maybe animals at this time become our greatest companions. We're at home. Maybe we get to finally spend time with animals. The love that we give them and they give back to us is amazing in this time for care. And so mm-hmm. what are the needs that they have too? Giving the care to an animal gives care back to us, and we encourage that element too. The other thing that is going on, I think today is even National Forest Day, if I remember right. And while we can't go maybe visit the National Forest physically, we can go out and look at our National Forest sites and bring that in on our browser. Rather than the negative news that might be streaming in, turn that off and go out and look at what's there for our National Forest websites that are out there or the feeds that you can have through Instagram or other social media that you might be on support forests and bring nature into your home. That's uh-huh. in this time right now, bring nature in your home. It's really important. So those are ways that we really want to encourage caring community, very local needs response.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I want to touch on something that you mentioned regarding, you know, spending time with your animal now that most people are on self-quarantine to help slow the spread. And that is your animals, you know, science has said that, you know, just spending time with your animal actually reduces your stress and
yeah.
anxiety, which
yeah.
I think is
yeah.
is phenomenal. And, adopting a pet is a great way to not only help yourself, but to save an animal. So, but I'm also all about the turn it off movement. Just turn off the television and, do some, some self-care, check on your neighbors, do what you can for the elderly. Maybe it's shopping for them, right? Like grocery shopping or picking up their medicine, some basic need, or even take your pet over if they don't have a pet and share your pet for a half hour.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's a great combination. Bring the animals to the elderly. That's a great idea, too. Those things that just allow, a safe connection in our self-quarantine time. It's an important act of compassion and care.
I agree totally. UCA does such a great job with all of its outreach programs. Now, I know anybody listening can click the follow button, and we highly encourage that you do click the follow button on our podcast so you never miss an episode, or if you do, they're all recorded and, you can listen and catch up with what we are doing and the changes that our partners are making. But, you know, we've talked about membership a couple of times. How does one become a membership, and what is the benefit of a membership? Because I know the memberships are how Unified Caring is able to do all of the wonderful things that they do. It's a huge part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can do all that because of our members. You know, it's actually the by far most of what our members pay in monthly dues or in their membership, whichever version of membership they've chosen, a small amount enables us to do our care sponsorships. But the majority is really about the benefits for our members. So if you go to unifiedcaring.org, you'll land on our homepage, and it's very simple to find out what the membership is about and to join. Just on the right-hand side, you see a yellow highlighted join button. When you go to there, it's very simple. You can look at the membership benefits and the options for joining. The benefits range from a tremendous amount in self-care. That includes anything from self-care assessment, just a, you know, it's almost like the Cosmo quiz, if you will, you know, like, well, you know, how am I doing with my self-care, my well-being?
Great.
Or maybe I need help in this time with, you know, we have 24/7 online therapists available through as a benefit to our members, and literally you just pick up the phone and call, and you're connected to someone immediately, through, you know, 365 days a year. Those are examples. So self-care, a big starting place. We tell new members, start there in self-care to know where to go. But then the range of benefits go from, you know, health area to care for seniors, care for children. There are the savings and discount benefits that you would expect an association to have. There's care for pets in there as well, and savings discounts in there. And more adding to benefits around community and how to network, how to support caregivers. And let's not forget, too, positive news and inspiration. We have a positive news feed that's running through our site for our members all day long, and we share caring acts of the care program, and even have a caring challenge, a daily challenge for members to continue to get their arms around, well, what is self-care, family care, community care? So that's a whole range of benefits. You can click through and look at what they are about. And then you have options, $15 a month to start out. That's all it is. If you like what you're seeing, then you can just jump right to the $99.95 for a lifetime membership. If you're part of a group, we have special rates for whole groups to come in. And if you're interested in a membership that includes additional benefits that include insurance, medical savings, discounts, that's available as well. You can see all that. When you click join, you're going to see all that just very simply right there for you. You're joining, really the big thing is joining a caring community. It's a community that is growing, that we are embracing how to network, how to become ambassadors, if that's what we're called to do in our community. How do we support our members who are ambassadors? How do we as ambassadors support our communities? How do we as members support our family? And never forget how we support ourselves. That's what we endeavor to do, is be a platform and the start of a movement for greater caring, which there isn't any time better than right now to have a caring movement, grassroots, local, and we're here to support that.
Lane, you know, UCA offers so much. I know you've been president of UCA for well over a year now, as you mentioned earlier. What's your longer-term vision for the organization?
Oh, great question. Well, it starts with members acting as caring ambassadors. I've talked a little bit about that, and we're seeing that begin. But, you know, these are caring ambassadors, members in our self-populating communities across the country, really across the world, to act on urgent and sustained needs in this care, children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. And the association is here to support that, to connect our members together as ambassadors. That is powerful. That is all of us as a membership community stepping up and moving into action. And again, the simplest things have the greatest impact. And that's sustained, whether we're in the middle of a pandemic or we're just living life in a normal routine, whatever that is outside of this, care is always needed. So that's the first thing that we are very excited about. We want to provide our members a platform that connects them with other members to share and support each other. And providing the associations continue to work, will always work to build caring solutions, kind of like solution care in a box, if you is the vision to enable quick caring action and enable members to share their experience with each other and how they've had an impact in the community. And we'll gather those stories. That's my vision, is gather those stories, connect our people together, invite more into this caring movement in innovative ways. So we're always going to support our members with benefits that help them provide care for self, family, and community. And we're going to continue to grow caring ambassadors.
I think that is all fabulous. We are at the 3-minute mark, Lane. And Jennifer, I know, has a great question about what brings you joy personally.
Oh, what? Is there more, Jennifer? You want me to jump right into joy?
Yeah, because we're at 3 minutes. UCA and everything that it offers, that we need a whole lot longer than 30 minutes for our podcast. So bear with us as we jump back and forth with all the things that that we want to get in our short amount of time. But just to let everybody know, we're at our 3-minute mark.
We're 2.5 by now. Yeah, the thing about this is so cool. I mean, what brings me joy? You know what brings me joy? Smiles. Hearts that are warming, people connecting in innovative ways in these days here. Honestly, there's life is so amazing when we actually connect, when we get outside of ourselves to work with others, to bring joy to another person. So what brings me joy is bringing joy to others, to animals, to bringing joy to nature as well. I was just out in Redwood Forest before all the pandemic went crazy, and there's just so much joy. I see the smiles on people's faces as they see a giant redwood for the first time. That's joy. I have a 1-year-old boy. That brings me joy when she's smiling and giggling, when family gets together and is able to just be together and support each other. That brings me joy. It makes my heart sing. And that is just what life should all be about. So my personal connection, the joy, is loving to see the smiles on all of our staff's face, on our the messages that will come in from members that they're sharing. That it just lights everything up, makes my heart full. How about you, Jennifer?
Well, I'm with you. Laughters and smiles. And, I would say most of the time my cat brings me joy. She was driving me crazy a little bit this morning, but she's sitting right next to me while we're doing the podcast and listening attentively. So she brings me joy. And, of course, connections with family and friends brings me a lot of joy.
How about you, Karen?
I love all of that. My children, my animals, especially my dog, bring me a lot of joy. And I personally seek to find 1 million things to laugh about each and every year. So, because I think laughter, number one, is the very best medicine. But number two, it is, I'd rather seek things that are funny than things that are not. But we're down to 20 seconds, my friends. So we can follow, check out UCA. unifiedcaring.org. Check it out. Sign up. What a great benefit for lifetime. Under $100. The ROI on that is fabulous. And we are out of time. I would love to thank Jennifer Monahan and Lane Michelle from Unified Caring. Everybody have a fantastic weekend and check us out. We'll be back next week for more.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.